Well, Coach, a tough battle this past Friday night as the Ironmen concluded their season at home against Chelsea, ended up losing that game 21-0. Coach, just your thoughts of that game.
Well, we didn't come out and play the way I thought we'd come out and play that last game, especially on offense. It seems to be the story of the year. We had turnovers. We had an early interception that got the return back for a touchdown. And we just couldn't get anything going on offense. It seemed like anytime we got something going, we'd have some kind of mistake or a turnover to slow us down some more. So, but defensively, I thought we played probably one of our best ball games all year. We really slowed them down. They're really physical up front. They do a little bit of the wing tee, a little wishbone look, and we slowed their running game down for the most part. They, before the end of the half, they threw a pass over top of our free safety for their second touchdown, but I thought our defense played well.
And that's been kind of the strength, maybe this year, for the Ironman defense. It seemed like they've gotten better and better as the season goes on.
They have, and we got those two older kids back, and Landon Roberson and Nate Moore, and that really helped us out for leadership for those younger kids. And it has been a strength of ours. We've given up. I mean, the scoring. If you look at our scoring stats, it wouldn't look like we were very, very good. But a lot of those points came on because of turnovers. Our offense have given the opposing team short field to play with.
Coach, I know this certainly it puts you in a tough situation even the beginning of the year, but all year round, and I noticed this all year, the kids seemed to really got together, and you know, this was a young football team, and they stuck it out throughout the year.
Yeah, we faced adversity all year long, from the beginning of the year, and then with all the injuries throughout the year to very key members of the team. And we had just kept on getting younger and younger, and I think by the end of the year we were playing up to 10 freshmen on defense, and we had a few starting freshmen on offense. So overall, I mean, I thought we played well at times. Young mistakes and turnovers on offense really did us in on a few ball games that I thought we should have won. I know we finished 0-10, but I don't think that we're an 0-10 ball club, and we'll have something to improve next year and something to build on this offseason.
I know you had to say goodbye. You and the coaching staff said goodbye to few seniors who are on this ball club. The two on my mind, really, Austin Medford, who has been a senior leadership on the offensive side, and then Greg Haas, who was injured in the middle part of the year, but still his leadership got going for these younger kids.
Yeah, Greg Haas was a leader on and off the field for those younger kids. And when he went down at Dewey, and he had to have his surgery a couple weeks ago, and he hasn't really been around because of the injury. And you could really see that leadership wasn't around as much when he was around. So losing him is was a big loss for us this year, and even going on next year, he was a leader. And Austin, there's not a whole lot more you can say about Austin. He's a heck of a football player, defense and offensively. And matter of fact, we had our all district meetings last night, and he was the inside linebacker of the year for our district. So he's a heck of a player, and he's gonna be missed next year.
Well, certainly, congratulations to Austin and Greg, and really for all the other seniors as well. I know that this was a young football team. I know a lot of high expectations for years to come.
We do. Going into off season, we know we got to get better at some things. We have to get bigger, stronger, faster. But the expectations around No Water Ironman football is going to be high for the next few years.
Well, Coach, as always, we appreciate you visiting with us today, and always a pleasure to talk to you throughout the year. Hey, best of luck to you and the team, and for the off season drills, and get ready for next year.
I appreciate it, Adam, and thanks for all everything this year.